Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. Priest Embracing Islam, prepared by Abu Karim Al-Marakishi. Story number 4. Sister Khadija Sue Watson, former pastor, missionary, professor, master's degree in divinity, USA, the Philippines. What happened to you? This was usually the first reaction I encountered when my former classmates, friends, and co-pastors saw me after having embraced Islam. I suppose I couldn't blame them. I was a highly unlikely the person to change religions. Formerly, I was a professor, pastor, church planter, and missionary. If anyone was a radical fundamentalist, it was I. I had just graduated with my master's degree of divinity from an elite seminary 5 months before. It was after that time I met a lady who had worked in Saudi Arabia and had embraced Islam. Of course, I asked her about the treatment of women in Islam. I was shocked at her answer. It wasn't what I expected. So I proceeded to ask other questions relating to Allah and Muhammad, peace be upon him. She informed me that she would take me to the Islamic Center where they would be better able to answer my questions. Being prayed up, meaning asking Jesus for protection against demon spirits, seeing that what we had been taught about Islam is that it is demonic and satanic religion. Having taught evangelism, I was quite shocked at their approach. It was direct and straightforward, no intimidation, no harassment, no psychological manipulation, no subliminal influence. None of this. Let's have a Quranic study in our house. Let's have a Quranic study in your house. Like a counterpart of the Bible study. I couldn't believe it. They gave me some books and told me if I had some questions, they were able to answer them in the office. That night, I read all of the books they gave. It was the first time I had ever read a book about Islam written by a Muslim. We had studied and read books about Islam only written by Christians. The next day, I spent 3 hours at the office asking questions. This went on every day for a week, by which time I had read 12 books and knew why Muslims are the hardest people in the world to convert to Christianity. Why? Because there is nothing to offer them. In Islam, there is a relationship with Allah, forgiveness of sins, salvation, and a promise of eternal life. Naturally, my first question centered on the deity of Allah. Who is this Allah that the Muslims worship? We had been taught as Christians that this is another God, a false God, when in fact, He is the omniscient, all-knowing, omnipotent, all-powerful, and omnipresent, all-present God. The one and only without co-partners or co-equal. It is interesting to note that there were bishops during the first 300 years of the church that were teaching as the Muslims that Jesus, peace be upon him, was a prophet and not son of God. It was only after the conversion of Emperor Constantine that he was the one to call and introduce the doctrine of the Trinity. He, a convert to Christianity, who knew nothing of this religion, introduced a paganistic concept that goes back to Babylonian times. Because the space does not permit me to go into detail about this subject, inshallah, another time. Only I must point out that the word Trinity is not found in the Bible in any of its many translations, nor is it found in the original Greek or Hebrew languages. My other important question centered on Muhammad, peace be upon him. Who is this Muhammad? I found out that Muslims do not pray to him like the Christians pray to Jesus. He is not an intermediary, and in fact, it is forbidden to pray to him. We ask blessing upon him at the end of our prayer, but likewise we ask blessings on Abraham. He is a prophet and a messenger, the final and last prophet. In fact, until now, 1,418 years later, there has been no prophet after him. His message is for all mankind, as opposed to the message of Jesus or Moses, peace be upon them all, which was sent to the Jews. His message is for all mankind, as opposed to the message of Jesus and Moses, which was sent to the Jews. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. But the message is the same message of Allah. The Lord your God is one God, and you shall have no other gods before me. This is in Mark 12, verse 29. The Lord your God is one God, and you shall have no other gods before me. Mark 12, verse 29. Because prayer was a very important part of my Christian life, I was both interested and curious to know what the Muslims were praying. As Christians, we were as ignorant on this aspect of Muslim belief as on the other aspects. We thought and were taught that the Muslims were bowing down to the Kaaba in Mecca. That was their God and center point of this false deity. Again, I was shocked to learn that the manner of prayer is prescribed by God Himself. The words of the prayer are one of praise and exaltation. The approach to prayer, ablution or washing in cleanliness, is under the direction of Allah. He is a holy God, and it is not for us to approach Him in an arbitrary manner, but only reasonable that He should tell us how we should approach Him. At the end of that week, after having spent 8 years of formal theological studies, I knew cognitively, head knowledge, that Islam was true. But I didn't embrace Islam at that time because I did not believe it in my heart. I continued to pray, to read the Bible, to attend lectures at the Islamic Center. I was in earnest asking and seeking God's direction. It is not easy to change your religion. I did not want to lose my salvation if there was salvation to lose. I continued to be shocked and amazed at what I was learning because it was not what I was taught that Islam believed. In my master's level, the professor I had was respected as an authority on Islam, yet his teaching and that of Christianity in general is full of misunderstandings. He and many Christians like him are sincere, but they are sincerely wrong. 2 months later, after having once again, two months later, after having once again prayed seeking God's direction, I felt something drop into my being. I sat up, and it was the first time I was to use the name of Allah, and I said, Allah. I believe you are the one and only true God. There was peace that descended upon me, and from that day, 4 years ago until now, I have never regretted embracing Islam. This decision did not come without trial. I was fired from my job as I was teaching in 2 Bible colleges at that time, ostracized by my former classmates, professors, and co-pastors, disavowed by my husband's family, misunderstood by my adult children, and made a suspicion by my own government. Without the faith that enables man to stand up to satanic forces, I would not have been able to withstand all of this. I am ever so grateful to Allah, the Almighty, that I am a Muslim, and may I live and die a Muslim. Truly, my prayer, my service of sacrifice, my life and my death are all for God, the cherisher of the worlds. No partner has He. This I am commanded, and I am the first of those who bow to Allah in Islam. This is a verse in the Holy Quran, the meaning of verse in the Holy Quran, in chapter 6, verses 162 and 163. Sister Khadija Watson is working as a teacher for women in one of the da'wah centers in Jeddah, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Da'wah meaning invitation to Islam. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. This is Dr. Khalid Ibrahim Dosiri from Dammam, Saudi Arabia, reading this beautiful conversion, or rather reversion story. Take care, everyone, and ponder over this story. Come back to Islam. Salam. Peace.